This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado restaurants have been hit hard by efforts to curb the spread of coronavirus. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Colorado Restaurant Association says more than 150,000 jobs were cut in the first 3 weeks of March. About three quarters of the state's restaurant operators laid off employees and cut hours. The industry lost about $465 million in sales in March, and takeout and delivery won't be enough for many to keep paying the bills. So far, just 2% of restaurants in the state have shut down for good, but many more told the association they are considering permanently closing. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The cost of fighting the virus is taking a toll on city and county budgets. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse has introduced a bill that would give more money to local governments. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse's bill would provide $250 billion to small and mid-sized communities struggling with the COVID-19 response. Those communities are currently unable to access stabilization funds for local government in the $2 trillion CARES Act. Only places with over 500,000 people are able to get those dollars. Neguse says that leaves out many hard-hit Colorado communities, including Boulder and Eagle counties in his district. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Former Rockies first baseman Todd Helton has been sentenced to 2 days in jail following a DUI arrest from March of last year. Helton says he has served time already for the single vehicle crash in Tennessee. The five-time All-Star was also sentenced to a year's probation in order to pay a fine. Coming up on the program, former CNN anchor Campbell Brown is vice president of global news partnerships for Facebook. She talks about the company's $100 million investment in local news agencies. Then, the $350 billion Small Business Administration aid program is off to a rocky start. Business owners say they've had trouble reaching lenders, and banks are saying they don't have clear instructions. Those stories are next on CPR News. CPR News and KRCC will carry live coverage of a 9 News town hall with Governor Jared Polis beginning at 7 o'clock, and you can submit questions for the governor at cpr.org. 72 in Denver, 56 in Vail. This is CPR News.